AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Looking for a motive in Houston, a day after the arrest of a 30-year-old man for the execution-style killing of a sheriff's deputy, investigators are trying to figure out why the suspected gunman, Shannon Miles, opened fire. He's been charged with capital murder.
This day, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses.
Last night, a vigil was held for Deputy Darren Goforth at a gas station. In the Pacific Northwest, powerful winds toppled trees and power lines, causing two deaths in the Seattle area. This woman talked with KOMO about a 10-year-old girl who was killed when a tree branch fell on her.
I just broke down crying. Never met this girl a day in my life, but to see a 10-year-old, it's hard.
A man was also killed when a tree fell on a car in Gig Harbor, Washington. The wind was gusting up to 50 miles an hour in some areas. Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley has become the 31st senator to announce support for the Iran nuclear deal. Merkley's backing put supporters within reach of the 34 votes required to uphold a presidential veto of a congressional resolution that would disapprove of the agreement. That vote on the nuclear deal is scheduled for early September. A woman who was stranded in the rugged Sierra Nevada for 9 days while suffering broken bones survived by using a water filter to drink from a creek. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims tells KSFN there was a fire in the search area.
What made this search and rescue extremely difficult from the very beginning was the rough fire that's burning just south of this location. The smoky conditions made the search and rescue extremely difficult.
That woman was found in a remote area of the Sierra National Forest after she used a whistle to get the attention of a search and rescue team. A fan died after falling from the upper deck into the lower level stands at Turner Field last night in Atlanta during a game between the Atlanta Braves and the New York Yankees. The game was not delayed while medical personnel treated that man for about 10 minutes. This is AP Radio News. President Obama heads out tomorrow for a 3-day visit to Alaska, where he'll attend a State Department climate change conference. He'll also become the first president to visit the Alaskan Arctic. Environmentalists have expressed growing concern about melting glaciers and permafrost in the Arctic regions. General Mills says it has a plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 28% by 2025. CEO Ken Powell tells the AP the company is compelled to act because climate change ultimately will be bad for business. General Mills will invest more than $100 million in energy efficiency and clean energy within its own facilities worldwide.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Well, we don't know how she'll come in, but Miley Cyrus will be hosting the 2015 MTV Video Music Awards tonight. It has been 2 years since she stole the show with a performance with Robin Thicke. Justin Bieber will perform his new single, What Do You Mean? Taylor Swift has the most nominations tonight with 10. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.